Good morning and welcome to the KGNC Golden Spread Agribusiness News Hour, the morning edition. I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, and all the time on Wednesday, we talk some dairy and have some great dairy reports brought to you by Mr. Mike Scouten out there at Mission Dairy outside of Hereford, Texas. How are you doing today, Mike?
Bryce, I'm doing wonderful. Good to have the cool fall weather kind of working its way towards us. And certainly nice to be out in the field getting silage, corn silage chopped and brought back to the dairy.
Exactly. Love the cool weather. I'm excited. It brings a little bit of fall season. But Mike, we always start off talking a little bit about blocks and barrels. How did we turn out this week?
Well, I think we had a good positive push on that. Over at the CME, we saw that midday Tuesday block cheese closed at $1.75 per pound, and that was up 3.5 cents with one lot being traded. We saw that barrel cheese closed at $1.85 per pound, and that was down a penny with eight lots being traded. So quite a bit of interest in the barrel side and a fairly good defensive price. We saw butter closed at $3.05 per pound, down 3.25 with no lots being traded. Non-fat dry milk closed at $1.56.5 per pound, down a half a penny with two lots being traded. And then dry whey closed at 48 cents per pound, down a half a penny with one lot being traded.
Well, last week we talked a little bit about the winners and losers with the milk production report and found out that South Dakota once again won the Golden Milk Can Award. But today you have some of the counties in Texas that did pretty well.
That's exactly right, Bryce. Last week when we talked about milk production report across the U.S., we did see South Dakota had a year-over-year gain in production greater than that of Georgia, but Texas was in third place at 6.5%, and we're going to break it down by the top 10 counties so that we have a better understanding of how that production got here. And I think most of the people here in the Texas Panhandle will recognize some of these county names. So starting at number one, Hartley County at 19 producers and 250 million pounds and up 1.5% over last year. In number two position, Castro with 15 producers at 150 million pounds and 16% increase over last year. At number three, we had Palmer County, 16 producers, 139 million pounds and 6% over last year. At number four, Moore County with 10 producers, 130 million pounds, and a 23% increase over last year. So obviously a new facility going in and a ramping up the production of that one gave that big increase there. At number five, the one county in the top 10 that is not in the Texas Panhandle is Erath County, and with 45 producers and 113 million pounds of milk, at 6.7% increase over last year. And then my home county, Deaf Smith County, have 15 producers at 111 million pounds, and that was a 6% increase over last year. Lamb County, with 13 producers and 91 million pounds, at a 3% increase over last year. At number eight, Dallam County, with five producers and 60 million pounds, and 4.7 greater than last year. At number nine, Bailey County, 10 producers, 53 million pounds, and 5.7% greater than last year. And then rounding out the top 10, we had Hale County with six producers and 48 million pounds, having a loss of 7% year over year. So, again, hats off to all of those top 10 counties and especially the hard work that's done up here in the Texas Panhandle.
I was about to say a huge shout out and thank you to those dairy producers. I love to see us in the top 10. As always, amazing job that y'all do in the dairy industry up here in the High Plains and in the South Plains. But Mike, we always dive into something. Class 3s and 4s, how did things pan out for us?
You know, the Class 3 started to rebound a little bit. It had been on a slide for the last week, but we saw that August was trading at 2012. September trading at a 1978. We opened up the fourth quarter in October at $20 and finished up the end of the year in December at $21. Going into the first quarter of 2023, we're seeing Class 3 trade in January at 2080 and finish up in March at 2050. And then second quarter of 2023, we have April starting off at 2040 and finishing up in June at 2060. going over to the Class 4 side, extreme strength on that. We saw that August traded at 24.81. We saw that September traded at 24.25. We had fourth quarter open up in October at $24 and finish up in December at 23.10. And then going into the first quarter of 2023, we start to see some convergence of the Class 3 and 4 pricing. We have Class 4 trading at 22.60 in January and finishing up in March at 21.70. And then second quarter opens up in April at 21.60 and finishes up at 21.50 in June. So we start to get that convergence of Class 3 and Class 4 towards the middle of next year.
Well, we dive in this every once in a great while, but it's some dairy RPs. How did things look like that for us this week?
Well, we're seeing just a little bit of opportunity. I think for those of you that are concerned and saw the downward trend on the Class 3s this last week, you might want to take a look at quarter 4, of which you have until about the 15th of September to get your quarter 4s put in. But basically, we've got quarter 4 trading at $19.92 for 32 cents. Quarter 1 trading a $19.93 for 48 cents. Quarter 2 trading a $19.58 for 58 cents. And then over on the Class 4 side, we've got quarter 4 trading $22.40 for 36 cents. And quarter 1 of 2023 trading Class 4 $21 for 56 cents. And quarter 2 trading $20.46 for 70 cents. So certainly like fourth quarter on both Class 3 and Class 4. That Class 4 side is very close to what the cash market is at the CME. So for 36 cents, that might be a pretty good insurance bet.
Well, Mike, what can people expect next Wednesday talking a little bit about dairy?
Well, next Wednesday we should have some of the beginning of the month reports. We'll have dairy products report for the month of July, and then we'll be taking a look at probably an export report that gives us a good indication of where some of our products are going, as well as the price that we received for some of those and how that compares to some of the world markets.
Well, Mike, again, as always, thank you so much for coming out, talking a little bit about the dairy industry and giving us some great dairy reports. Thank you again.
Oh, my pleasure, Bryce. And I just want to wish all of our listeners a safe travel over the coming Labor Day weekend and return again for next Wednesday's report.
Again, a huge thank you to Mr. Mike Scouten for always coming out, talking a little bit about the dairy industry with us here in the state of Texas and throughout the nation. Of course, got to give a huge shout out and thank you to Mr. J.D. Ragland for the Randall County Extension when they hosted their Randall County Ag Day and Crops Tour. If you saw us, me and David Lovejoy were out there, got a great time getting to listen to some great topics, a lot about drought management and what to do with some FSA and crop insurance. Great program. And a huge shout out and thank you for Senator Charles Perry for coming all the way up here to Canyon, Texas, and talking a little bit about water and what Texas legislation will look like. Again, thank you so much, Mr. Ragland, for putting this on every single year for them producers. Don't forget to catch us at 6 p.m. tonight for the Agribusiness News Hour, the evening edition with myself. We're talking a little bit about some new updates, headlines, and of course, some great interviews from the Texas Farm Bureau Network. And of course, talking a little bit with some dairy and some more information coming your way on some local events. So make sure you catch us. But until then, I'm your host, Bryce Hudson, signing off. You have a great and blessed rest of your day.